Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Said that achievement seems to be connected with action. Successful men and women keep moving. They make mistakes, but they don't quit. And then Stephen Covey said, be patient with yourself. Self-growth is tender. It's holy ground. There's no greater investment. Welcome back to part 2 of Thinking Entrepreneurially. So what I envision with this series, however long it ends up going, is that I'll break down an entrepreneurial concept which you could apply to your business or your side hustle or whatever that looks like for you. But then hopefully as we continue through it, we'll extrapolate out and out and out, and we'll talk about how that concept might be useful for your life. I think one of the things that I've been really lucky in, or I guess one of the things that's been beneficial for me, is that I really early on decided to build a lifestyle business. I had a good business coach who talked to me about the different sorts of businesses, and maybe one of the episodes will break that down. But essentially, I realized, like, I want this business to enhance my lifestyle, whatever, quote unquote, this business is. And so from the jump, I've been trying to create businesses that work within the lifestyle that I actually want to create for myself. Because one of the things that I found early on is that it's likely that if you don't think it through, you might end up just creating for yourself another job that you don't like. Which is a perfect kind of segue into today's topic, which is the MVP. So some of you may have read the book Lean Startup by Eric Ries. An MVP is a minimum viable product. It stresses the impact of learning in a new product development. So Eric Ries defined an MVP as that version of a new product which allows a team to collect the maximum amount of validated learning about customers with the least effort. This validated learning comes in the form of whether your customers will actually purchase your product. So yesterday I talked about the founder of LinkedIn saying, look, if you wait to be perfect, you've assuredly launched too late. Well, the antidote to that, to like waiting and biding your time with this whole perfection mentality, which a lot of us get caught in, is the MVP. So you think about what it is that you want to do in the world, what you want to offer people, and you think, with the least amount, the least amount of commitment possible, investment possible in time, in money. Now, who knows, right? Whatever you're building, it might just require a ton of time. Like I work on content and it takes me a ton of time to mine myself for content, but that's okay, right? The MVP you might think of as like the podcast, because before I wrote Ambitious Heroes and Heartache, a ton of that content were Morning Coffee podcast episodes. And so I was able to put it out in the world. I was able to see, how do people react to this? What are people saying about this? Is this even making sense to anybody? Is there anything to this? And so I do continue kind of to use my whole economy in terms of, I put something out into the world and I test it without having to go all in every time. You know, yesterday I talked about going all in on my business. I reached this moment where I really did want to go Cortez style, and it ended up being the thing I needed. Well, prior to that, right, the thing that happens prior to that is you're actually testing, right? So for 3 years, I put out a podcast. For the final year, it was almost every single day without ever missing one. And so I had played with the MVP prior to burning the ships. And so it's just the idea that you figure out exactly what you want to do, or something along the lines of what you want to do. And because we know, right, there's so much more to entrepreneurialism than or success in the entrepreneur game than simply making a good product, right? Like, timing is really important. Product market fit, meaning do people even give a damn about the thing that you're making, is extremely important. And those things aren't more or less important than anything else, right? All of these things have to come together in order for the entrepreneurial game to succeed. One of the lessons I learned early was beating myself up and taking it personally when there was no product market fit or something along those lines. Like, realizing that there are a lot of pieces to this puzzle and they've all got to come together in order for you to get to what you will consider success. But the good news is you can iterate your way there. And the MVP is like the first step in that iteration. So with the least amount of investment possible, how can you get your thing out into the world and get it interacting with people? See if people want to pay for it. See if you're solving a problem that people actually have, right? Because when we talk about entrepreneurship, what you're actually doing is you're looking at people's lives, you're looking at the market, and you're figuring out how can I solve a problem that they have, right? Sometimes that problem, like Netflix, right? So they solved the problem of people having to go out and get DVDs or having to even wait for DVDs. And so streaming kind of came available and solved a problem, a pain point for other people. It's also possible, though increasingly unlikely, that like Steve Jobs, you might solve a problem for people that they don't know they have, right? People didn't know they wanted a computer in their pockets. They had no idea that that was a problem that they had. And so it takes a visionary to see that before other people. But we're not all Steve Jobs. At the end of the day, what an entrepreneur does is solve some type of problem. And so you can look out into the world and see problems that people are grappling with. So how might this work in a lifestyle context? In my first book, Burn Your Couch, I talked about what's called the low-risk probe. After gathering all the information possible, so say that you want to do something interesting in your life, like maybe run a marathon or something, and you don't know where to start and you don't have a coach. So first you want to gather all the information possible, right? That might just be a Google search depending on the complexity of what you want to achieve. But a low-risk probe is the concept of figuring out the minimum barrier to entry with a minimum investment of both time and money. This step is key to moving on to new horizons while still being able to exit should you find yourself unhappy or unwilling or continue moving forward with your pursuit, right? And so it's the idea that the low-risk probe or the minimum viable product, it allows you to test it and see, do I even like this or do I like the idea of this far more? A lot of times we like the idea of something. This was me and my supplement company. But then we get a little bit of success and we keep marching down that road because of the success. And maybe we could have realized that that wasn't necessarily a road we wanted to go down if we would have reflected honestly about our low risk probe or our sort of minimum viable product. With each endeavor that you set, the LRP, the low risk probe, is your barrier to entry. You just need to make sure that it doesn't stay that way, unless of course you're unhappy, in which case the experiment is over. Okay, so what I'm talking about here is a lot of us grow old with all of these coulds, shoulds, and woulds in the back of our mind, and they rattle around, and they actually steal our contentment away because we're always wondering, you have that feeling, I think I could do that. Man, I really do believe that it's possible for me to do something like that. Well, what you need is a low-risk probe because you know what's just as good as finding out that you found your dream thing? Finding out that the thing you've been fantasizing about isn't it. Like, that can be just as important because we can spend our whole entire lives thinking about a dream that just isn't even right for us. And so don't let that steal your contentment, right? Just get busy living and doing the thing and putting it out into the world and then iterating on the feedback. Now, in Western culture, we tend to take criticism a bit personally. And so to be a successful entrepreneur, to iterate your way to success, you certainly do have to pull apart your relationship with criticism, right? You have to understand that negativity, something doesn't get product market fit, says nothing about you. It just says that you got to iterate if, in fact, you want to get success in this one certain specific area. Now, it is worth listening to hear that wherever you're at in life is going to determine how you listen to this. So if you're thinking entrepreneurially to actually be an entrepreneur in the world, then you're making your MVP and you're looking for product market fit. And so what you're iterating on is the opinion of other people. Now, if you're using this thought process as a way of diving into a life that is deeper for you, What you're iterating on and thinking about and reflecting on when you make your low-risk probe is how you actually feel about what you're up to. You begin with the LRP and test the waters to see if you like the actual activity as much as you like the idea of the activity before continuing. A super simplified way to think about this might be you want to run a marathon. Well, run a 10K, right? See if, do you like running? I mean, where are you at? Now, I think if you, most athletic people could just go out and run a marathon if they really wanted to. Like I think I ran a marathon without training. But it's a good example because you can see, okay, I've got this big goal. And remember, my thoughts on potential is that it's the gift you're given for engaging with life. And so maybe you can't run a marathon now, but you run a 10K and you're given more fitness as a reward for you actively and earnestly engaging with life. And so potential works in that way in all of the areas that we want to maximize it. We have to start testing the waters though. One thing to note is that the LRP isn't necessarily easier than going all in. It's just about managing the downside and the risk before you go all in. In the case of the side business, for example, it isn't going to be easy. You'll need to really put in a lot of hours outside of work, not just in your business, but on your business. The learning curve will be steep, but if you get into the business and realize that you don't like the industry or the pressure of owning and operating, or you find a host of other reasons that businesses fail, in the end, you haven't given up anything. The monetary loss should be minimized, and the knowledge gained should be maximized. Those two things are always the main goal of the low-risk probe. You still have your job, and you'll have learned a ton, which can only make you better in other areas of your life. Just like everything else in life, don't think easy, think worth it. Think manage risk. Learn the trade or hobby, and allow yourself to test the waters. Okay, and so this is the point here. Like, we have a very short amount of time on this earth, right? And so this idea that we have to finish books we don't like and we have to march super far down roads we don't want to be on is just bad advice. You don't have that long here. So test the waters. Be willing to iterate. Realize that feedback on products or hobbies says nothing about you personally. And realize also that if you go down a road and you realize you don't like it, you've learned something successful about yourself, something that a huge majority of people out in the world do not know about themselves. Instead, they're walking around with the, I could have done this. Man, I could have been a pro athlete if I would have really gone after it. Man, I probably could have, I could be an author if I, there's a million people with those. So figure out what your low risk probe is, your MVP, however you want to do it, and use that to test the waters, to manage the risk. And the best part is, you're going to learn something about yourself in the process. My very first business ended up costing me very little in the scheme of things, but I learned like probably an MBA's worth of information about what it really means to run a business in the world. Because potential is given to us as the reward for engaging with our lives earnestly. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. We'll talk tomorrow with part 3.